Hey now, Tough Skin Soft Heart family. Welcome to another edition of Tough Skin Soft Heart. Hey now, Tough Skin Soft Heart family. I am so grateful that we are gathering. Hey now, Tough Skin Soft Heart family. Welcome back to another episode. And really just welcome back to our community table. Hey now, Tough Skin Soft Heart family. Welcome to another edition, our final edition of season 3 of the Tough Skin Soft Heart podcast. Listen, y'all, I woke up today singing all kinds of boys to men. I was just... It's so hard to say goodbye. I was singing all of the old school, like, it's so hard to say goodbye. Like, it all just hit me today that not only is today our final episode of season 3, but we have crossed 80 episodes. That's 80 weeks, y'all, of content. 43,000 downloads. Subscribers spanning 12 countries. I just had a whole moment today, a moment of a mix of get a girl to complete gratitude. I'm so thankful, y'all. I look back at what we've accomplished, and I've been running into you all in community and running into you via virtual social media community, and you have just been filling my well with stories of sharing how, you know, we have some skin in the game now where you can go back and listen to episodes to encourage you, to uplift you, to inspire you, to help you strategize as you lead, love, and serve in transformational ways. We have a whole archive, y'all, of just amazing content. And I have been encouraged by hearing you tell me that either you've gone back and you're binge listening to former seasons, or you're going back and listening to episodes with loved ones and partners and your children. It's just been blessing me to hear, because low key, y'all, I've been doing the same thing. Listen, it never gets old. Every single day, our spirit needs nourishment, just like we feed our bodies. Wellness is not a one and done. It's not something that one mental health day or one self-care practice or one extended vacation can fill you up eternally for. Wellness is a practice. It's something that we have to build into our consistent routine. So think about it. What do you do every day without question? What do you do almost on autopilot? What is a part of your day-to-day practice? And we want wellness to get that intentional. I was going to say automatic, but we don't want to put it on automatic. We want to get intentional about it. And so as I started to think about, what do you talk about on your last day together until we see each other again in January of 2023? What do you talk about? What do we end these 5 months that we've been together, head and heart, you and I, what do we end with? Well, you know, this entire month of May, we've been calling this our Deuces Edition. We've been going back to some of the hottest topics, the most interesting and well-listened to podcast episodes of the season. And we've been adding a part 2 because we just couldn't get it all in those 15 minutes. And so one of the episodes that you all have radically loved is The Mind of a Finisher, where we talked about pace. And one of the things that we talked about in pace is the very fact that pace, specifically using our yes and our no as boundaries, because our no is like an emotional metronome. Y'all remember metronomes? Any other instrument players? You all know I played the clarinet from the time I was in middle school through college. And so a metronome is like an automatic timekeeper. You can make it go slow, or you can elevate it. It keeps rhythm, pace, right? And so in our lives, how we create boundaries with what we say yes to and what we say no to acts as a metronome. And so I had an experience this week that I thought this is what we should end on. This is going to be our deuces to that conversation, our part two. And you all, I have my windows open because I live in the Midwest. You all know that snow was trying to not let us go. And so now that we are into summer, you may hear a little bit of outside noise because I am letting all things outdoors into my interior spaces. We have this conversation. So this week I was having it was my wellness checkup. I went to my doctor and we were having a wellness checkup, you know, and I'm thinking I'm slaying, you know, I'm doing well. I'm being intentional holistically about how I'm taking care of myself. And my doctor asked me an interesting question, which she always does. She always has a way of doing that. And she asked me a question about my energy level. And she specifically said, Shannon, where is your energy level from 1 to 10? 10 being that you would feel comfortable going to run a marathon right now. And when she asked me that, every other question in her wellness check, I was responding very quickly. But somehow, when she asked about energy, I got quiet. And I went into a space of just reflective pause. And my response, honestly, y'all, was I said, I'm at a 4. And she said, good, because I noticed on your social media. And I was like, ooh, this is what happens when your doctor is cool with you on social media. She gets this full holistic picture into your situation. No, just lovingly and teasingly, y'all. But my doctor said, she said, Shannon, I can see that just with the pace of things that are happening with you in your life and in your leadership. And she said, Shannon, wellness. Pace is a wellness word. She said that our energy is often a reflection of our pace. And what struck me in her words was that, you know, sometimes we're doing really good things, but we can have too many good things going on that can produce stress because it's not giving us time or it's not giving us room for sustainable pace. And when she had that conversation with me, I realized that one of the things that I need to do better of, and it's perfect time of the year to do it with school getting out soon, is slowing down. And so I bring this as a conversation to the family. You know, it's really interesting. I started meditating on the fact of how many times in culture we say things to one another like, oh, I don't know how you do it. Oh, you are just a busy bee. Energizer bunny, that's what you are. Right? And if we're honest, all of those phrases of, I don't know how you do it, child, I don't know how you do it, girl, I don't know how you do it, or you are just a busy bee, you just go, go, go. These are all pop culture ways of telling someone, you are overworked and overextended. Think about it. Think about the last time someone said that to you or you said it to someone else. What you were low-key and maybe lovingly or passive-aggressively doing was really calling that person out without calling them out. Or maybe you were calling them in before they got a call out to say, I see noble work that you're doing, but is it too much all at once? And so I've been meditating on pace. And here are some of the things that I've been looking at. I think I've shared this with the family before. I love a good time study. I often use my Google Calendar to list in full every single thing that I do within a day. From making up beds to I made lunches for everyone today to I wrapped gifts for Father's Day, whatever I'm doing, I'll go through seasons where I'm mapping all of that out on my Google Calendar so that I can then at the end of a 7-day period or 14-day period, look back at it and do an assessment of what gets my time, what gets the best of me and when, and where was my energy? Was I doing what mattered most when I had the most energy, or was I doing something light when I had the most energy just because I needed the mental space to do something that was easy? It's a perfect way for me to assess where I am and maybe what I need to shift. So lately, since I had that conversation with my doctor, one of the things that I have been doing is I am looking at places for pause in my day. I am tracking not just my to-dos, but my downtime. Am I giving myself any spaces of reprieve in the day? Do I give myself space and time to eat a meal without distraction, without multitasking? I'm looking at the pace of my weekends. I'm looking at the pace of my life, and I'm asking myself, where can I slow down? Can we talk real candid, y'all? Come a little closer. If you're watching this, I'm calling you close. You know, I had a friend ask me recently, as I looked at the fact that we've done 80 weeks of content, a friend asked me and say, Shannon, is it time for the podcast, instead of it being weekly, to be every other week? And when she asked me, I said, ooh, child, who's going to tell the family about that? Not me. They're not going to be mad at me. But that's a sustainable pace question. Y'all, 80 weeks of content is a lot. And I've been asking myself, and y'all tell me honestly, DM me with love, y'all, because it's a tender space. But to reclaim a little bit more wellness space in my life, might it be time to go to every other week? What might that look like? There was another definition that she gave me for pace, and I want to leave this one with you. She also defined pace as persistent action and consistent effort. You know, we started this year's season saying that 2022 is personal. I know that the people that tune into this podcast, there's so many podcasts. There's so much brilliance and content today. But I know that the people that tune into this podcast, the subscribers that we have spanning 12 countries, that I know that you tune in here because this is a space where we're not asking you something. We're not extracting anything. We're seeding something. This is a space for people whose strength often renders them invisible to rest. You get to just be. You get to come as you are. Some of your stories tickle me. I know that some of you are cooking right now. You might be in the shower right now. You might be driving right now. You might be crying right now. And so pace is not just, you know, it's a wellness word. It's not just a matter of slowing down, but it's getting to the point that we invest in our wellness in a way that it's persistent action. We go after wellness with consistent effort, not just when I get mad or when I get fed up, when I get overextended, when I get emotional, when I get stressed out, when I'm getting short with people, when I feel fatigue, when I, you know, all these other things, but it's just who I am. It's a part of how I roll and what I do. My hope is that that is that spirit of pace, that spirit of wellness, us making 2022 personal, us understanding that we are greater than the work of our hands, us acknowledging the fact that when I rest, I am able to show up in any space I'm planted with my best, that this is becoming part of our leadership DNA. That is my hope. So as we progress further into the summer, what might it look like for you to engage in your own personal time study as a way of engaging the connection between your wellness, your energy level, and your pace? Are you, or how might you, look ahead a couple of months in your calendar and schedule some rest, schedule some time to slow down, schedule think time or reflection time into your schedule, your life, your leadership, your planning? I know that for many of us, this can be a time of strategic planning. This is a time of reflection. We are close, y'all, to having two quarters of the year tied up. How might you reflect on the first 6 months of the year to guide the pace of the next 6 months? I'm thinking of you. I'm so excited for us to gather again in January. And before that, there are several ways we can gather. For those of you that are on the podcast and you have joined the ranks of dynamic difference makers that will be at this year's Rockstar Woman Brunch Experience, I am so excited. Our first SOAR session for that starts June 9th. And then we go June, July, August, leading us all the way into brunch. And so I'm just elated about what's happening 400 of you have already decided, even if you don't live in West Michigan, that you're coming in person. And then we have this strong and growing delegation of folks that said, I will be there virtually. We have some folks registered out of Boston, folks registered out of Texas. It's been so amazing. And even Canada, I can't forget our friends in Canada as well. So I'm just excited about what's brewing within us as a collaborative, as a family, as a collective. I'm excited about this intentional focus that we've given over the course of this season of the podcast, specifically to our wellness, our emotional well-being. I am ever thankful for our impact partners, Grand Rapids Community Foundation, as well as University of Michigan Health West. This podcast, there are people that are connected to this podcast, staff, our team, the livelihood of the lives and families and systems and organizations connected to this podcast, and their support adds to the sustainability of this movement. And I'm thankful for each of you that tune in weekly, that subscribe, that have said thank you to our impact partners, that believe in what we're building, and more importantly, that use this podcast as a way to invite yourself into a place of rest, nourishment, restoring your soul. I'm just thankful. We wouldn't be here apart from you. I appreciate y'all. I don't want to say goodbye. It's more like see y'all in a little bit, right? So that's how I'm going to end it. See y'all in a little bit. See you on social media. See you virtually. See you in our e-love letter, because y'all know we don't do e-news. See you at Rockstar Woman Brunch in our SOAR sessions. And we'll gather back in this place January of 2023. Until next time. Podcasts during the month of May are sponsored in part by University of Michigan Health West. Family, it has never been more important to take care of your health, nor more convenient. University of Michigan Health West offers extended appointment hours that work for real life, mornings, evenings, and even weekends. Virtual appointments are also available. So don't let minor conditions turn into major problems. Find a convenient appointment that works for you at uofmhealthwest.org.